Good morning, my beautiful butterfly. How are you? Hope you are doing well today. It's Kathy Ann, your Easy Menstrual Flow Coach and Women's Health Occupational Therapist. And today's episode is going to be covering overcoming through cell memory reprogramming. And this is part of the flow process and the framework that I created to help clients to have a place to start and a place to jump from in regards to what they're needing to focus on as they get on the other side of the painful periods, the heavy periods, the long periods. So this is the O, and for those of you who have not listened to the F or the L of the flow, you can go back and listen to those episodes where I talk about fostering the relationship between your birth story and your menstruation story, and also loving yourself no matter what. So with regards to overcoming through cell memory reprogramming, this is something that I was taught when I went through my training as a craniosacral therapist, and understanding how we can reframe and we can change how we respond to something. We don't have to live in the space of how we initially responded to it. We can go back and change that. And I've actually seen where someone felt like from birth, they did not have a say-so in their life. And it started there because they felt like the way they were born and brought into this earth realm was not by their choice, because their mother chose to have an induced birth instead of allowing the birth to happen naturally. And that person, from what she shared, she had pretty much lived her life in a way where she never felt like she had control and power and the say so to decide for herself. Things were always decided for her. And her process was to basically go back in her mind, go back in her body, and relive that. Relive her birth again, as if it was happening for the first time, but relive it in a way where she was being born at the time that she decided she wanted to be born. Because these babies, I'm telling you, they come when they're ready. Not when we want them to come. They come when they're ready. And I experienced that 9 months ago with my son, where I labored at home, and the plan was for us to have a home birth like we did with our daughter. And I was having contractions, and he would not come. Like, I was having the contractions, but for some reason, he decided he wanted to hang out on the left side of my ribs and not move down any with the contractions as strong as they were. So we finally decided that it was time to transport to the hospital, and we did that. And as soon as I was transferred from the stretcher to a wheelchair where they were planning to take me to the labor room, 2 contractions, and he came out in the wheelchair with my leg over the side of a wheelchair's arm so that he can be, so I can make space for him to come out. So it's just quite interesting how, you know, babies come when they want. Babies come when they want. So he actually held strong for 40 weeks and 3 days. And this was after me having 3 miscarriages prior to giving birth to him. So, you know, babies come when they want. So going back to our topic, which is overcoming through cell memory reprogramming, what I tend to have clients do is to get into a quiet space and just focus on whatever that thing is that keeps coming up for them and feels like a block, something that's stopping them from moving forward and taking that necessary step that they need to take in order to move on with their lives, and to have a space of freedom and movement for what they need to do. So whatever that thing is for you right now, as you think about what it is that keeps coming up, whether it's a situation that you keep playing over and over and over again, that's stopping you from making that decision that you feel you need to make, whether it's a person that keeps presenting themselves and becoming a block to you making that step and making that decision to go where you need to go. And start looking at how you've been looking at that situation, how you've been responding to that situation, the things you've been saying when it comes to that situation. And I just want to share something with you. I saw a post recently, which I feel connects to what I'm talking about. And it was a post done on Facebook by Angela Shuttlesworth. And she's someone that I met in person at an event back in 2016 when I was restarting my business. And in this post, she says, and she's actually quoting Nadine Burke Harris, where it says, instead of saying what's wrong with me, begin to ask the question, what happened to me? So what happened to you? You know, because you're perfect. You're perfectly you. So what happened to you? And how did you respond? And how have you been responding? Is it been healthy for you? Has it helped you to grow? Or has it stunted you? So I just want you to look at that. Look at that thing that's coming up and that's showing up constantly and that's blocking and stopping you. And look at how you're responding to it. Listen to what you're asking yourself when that shows up. And try to, look at reframing that. And start looking at what you can do differently in order to change that perspective. And look at how you would have wanted to respond and how you would have wanted it to look and how, you know, you want to be happy in that moment and in that space. And that's basically what I really, really want to share with regards to overcoming through cell memory reprogramming. Just look and listen to what you're saying to yourself about yourself. And also recognize that when it comes to cell memory reprogramming and what I'm sharing, it focuses on our memory, our long-term memory especially, which is connected to the hippocampus in our brain, the limbic system. You know, sometimes you hear music or you smell something and it brings up a memory, whether it's good or bad. You know, how are you going to respond to that? You choose. You choose how you respond to that. You choose how you want that to be. You're in complete control of how you respond and how you move forward from that. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your wonderful and awesome day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Easy Menstrual Flow podcast. If you're wanting to connect with us to see how we can support you to get on the other side of your painful, long, heavy periods, you can go to easymenstrualflow.com, and there you will see information on our Easy Menstrual Flow Intensive and also our Easy Menstrual Flow one-to-one coaching program. See you on the other side.